This is the VOA Special English Health Report. 30 years ago this week, public health officials in the United States reported on the first cases of what came to be known as AIDS. There is growing progress against the epidemic of acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. But today, an estimated 16.5 million children have lost one or both parents to AIDS. Most of them live in sub-Saharan Africa. Millions more live with adults who are sick from AIDS. Lucy Kluver from Oxford University in England has studied AIDS orphans and children living with sick adults in South Africa. She says children can be deeply affected by their experiences.
And one of the biggest impacts we see is mental health, so psychological health. So, for example, we see that AIDS orphan children have very much higher levels of depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress than children who have alive parents or children whose parents have died of other causes, including homicide and suicide.
Lucy Kluver has just written about this problem in the journal Nature. She says children have to live with the stigma, the sense of shame connected to AIDS. Many are bullied at school or excluded from the community. At home, children living with a sick adult are more likely to live in poverty and face physical and emotional abuse. Also, Lucy Kluver says the children often become the caregivers.
They're missing school to go and get their medication. They're washing the sick person. They're often taking them to the toilet, cleaning their wounds, or washing their bedclothes. So these kids find it very stressful and upsetting. They're very worried about the health and feel very responsible for the health of the sick person.
Close contact with sick adults can sometimes spread tuberculosis or other diseases. And, as Lucy Kluver told reporter Art Chimes, even when the children are in school, paying attention can be difficult.
And it's constantly on their mind and really making it difficult for them to do well at school.
And the children are telling you this?
Absolutely. It's one of the things that they tell us first. It's one of their greatest concerns.
Her research suggests that psychological problems increase as AIDS orphans get older. Writing in Nature, she calls for testing more children for tuberculosis. She also calls for giving more parents the drugs needed to keep them healthy longer with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. There are programs to help children, but Lucy Kluver says there is far more to be done. She says interventions such as cognitive behavioral therapy and support groups are urgently needed for those orphaned by AIDS or living with sick adults. But the evidence for which interventions are effective is still thin, she says. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. I'm Barbara Klein.